United Response, supporting people with disabilities on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So today on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show, I've taken a visit to a place I have never been before. I've arrived at United Response in Harrogate. Now, we are very, very close to the Stray, so it's quite a beautiful part of town, and I'm here with four different people. With me today, I have Susie, I have James, I have Ellie, and I have David. Should we do a group hello?
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about what it is that you do here, Susie, and what United Response is all about.
So, United Response is a national charity supporting people across the country with learning disabilities, physical disabilities, complex health needs and mental health. And here at Highgate Park is one of the residential units where I'm the registered manager, and we support four young adults with disabilities and complex health needs.
So it's quite a kind of cosy, intimate setting then, really, to live. If there's only four people that live here, it must have quite a family atmosphere.
Yeah, the idea of it, it's their own home, so it's four young people sharing a house with support round the clock, enabling them to do what they want to do in the community, help at home, around the house. It's quite a busy house, even though there's only four people that live here.
Now, you're going to give me a tour of United Response here in Harrogate very shortly. But first, I think we should probably meet a few more people in the room. Now, who would like to go first, David or James? David, your hand is right up there. Hello, David, how are you? Now, we have also been joined by a couple of visitors in the kitchen. What's down here?
Muppet.
Rabbits.
Come on, and over there.
They are called Simone and Harrietta, and they look like they've been having a lovely time in their run. Do you like having pets in the house?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Should we come over to Ellie as well then? Because Ellie, you spend quite a lot of time with David. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
How long have you been working here at United Response?
I've worked for United Response for about 9 years.
What sort of stuff do you and David get up to? I know that you quite like going on a day out or two, David.
Well, David lives quite an active life and he enjoys cooking and going out. He works at Homebase, so we support him to do that.
So you work at Homebase, David. Is that a good job to have?
It is.
It is? Are you a big fan of DIY?
I am. When I got my thing on.
You are when you've got your thing on?
My, what for it?
The uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you got a lovely Homebase uniform?
Yeah. It's green and orange.
It's green and orange, I've seen. Shall we have a little look around, Susie? Shall we have a look around to the house and what's involved? David and James, am I okay to take a peek in your rooms? I've heard they're decorated very, very well.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. Thank you very much. Right, so we are currently in the sort of kitchen, diner, living area.
Yeah, done a lot of work to this room. So originally it was quite small and all the walls were bashed from the wheelchairs turning round. So we had an extension built and it's a much better accessible place. We've got a high-low surface here next to the cooker so that people in the wheelchairs can help with cooking safely.
So that worktop can actually move up and down depending on the height of the wheelchair. That's very clever. Is this David's room?
So they choose how they want to decorate it, and whenever they fancy a change, we support them to look at colour schemes, go down to DIY shops, choose what they want. So David likes the blue and white stripes.
Mm-hmm. And I bet he likes deciding his paint colours if he works at Homebase.
Absolutely, and he gets his staff discount, obviously.
Oh, true, yeah, that's a big benefit. Here, I can definitely see this is Arsenal fan heaven, isn't it? What's in here? This is James's room.
Yes, and it is Arsenal through and through. Red, white, stripes, footballs on the walls.
And a big TV for watching the game.
Absolutely, yes.
Hello, James.
Hi.
Now, we have met before, and the last time that we met, we talked a lot about a particular sport, didn't we? What did we talk about?
Football.
Who's your team, James?
England.
England. And in England, a particular team?
Arsenal.
It is all about Arsenal. And Ellie, you have quite a lot to do with James as well. What sort of things does James enjoy other than Arsenal and England football?
James loves to go support Harrogate football team.
Harrogate Town.
Quite as often as possible. James also enjoys going out shopping and he goes to music concerts.
Yeah.
Went to see Coldplay last year.
Yeah. Wow, I've been to see Coldplay as well. It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Did they do those big confetti cannons? They fire out lots of confetti, don't they?
Yeah.
If there are people who think they could benefit or their loved ones could benefit from working with United Response or could maybe help by fundraising, I know you've got a very special garden project on the go, so we'll talk about that in a second, but how would you recommend people get in touch and find out more about being part of United Response?
Well, we have a website, unitedresponse.org.uk, so all the details for contacting us are on there. Our head office or our local area office, the telephone number is 01423 867 109. We're always looking for staff, volunteers, anyone that would like to befriend the people in the services, any particular hobbies and interests that would might like to put their skills and interests to some good use in the local community helping people.
Now, you've got an outdoor area at the moment, but am I right in thinking, Susie, it needs a bit of TLC?
Yes, it's a bit of a mess. We've been on with a project now for about over 2 years, quite a big fundraising project, where we're trying to raise money to completely renovate the outdoor area to make it much more wheelchair accessible and a much more pleasant environment for people to spend time in, really. So we've got the money in for phase one and we're trying to save up for the next phase.
So how can people help then? Is it people who... Do you need materials? Do you need labour? Do you need fundraising?
Anything really. If anyone would like to donate, that would be muchly appreciated. Or if there's any teams out there that would like a team day of a little bit of work, that would be much appreciated too. Or any contributions for any of the finishing touches towards the end would be really appreciated too.
A huge thank you to David, James, Susie and Ellie for having me at the Harrogate branch of United Response. If you'd like to find out any more details on how you could help, particularly with the garden project, just search online for United Response Harrogate.
United Response, supporting people with disabilities on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.